Current State on 90.5 WKAR, anytime at WKAR.org. This past weekend, about 200 self-described film nerds assembled in Austin, Texas. They were there for an endurance test made up of 24 hours of nonstop movies. One of those 200 nerds, WKAR's own Jamie Paisley, joins me now to discuss his trip to this festival titled Butnumathon.
It is Butnumathon. And yeah, I admit, people have asked me as I've come into WKR, is my butt unnumb anymore? And I said, yes, you know, in Texas weather, it's unnumb. But as soon as my flight landed, I realized, yeah, it's going to get numb again because of the cold, unfortunately.
What was the first movie you saw?
Well, it was Martin Scorsese's Silence, which is opening kind of Christmas weekend, kind of a Japanese drama. Well, Japanese-Portuguese, we'll say, since it's Portuguese priest set in the 17th century, which is to say 200 years before Commodore Perry and the forced opening up of Japan. And as they're dealing with kind of people, the Japanese people being fairly xenophobic at the time and how they responded to that. It's a production for Martin Scorsese. It took about 30 years to kind of finally get everything lined up to have this movie that's coming out finally. And it's gorgeous visuals, as you can expect, because it's Japan. It's pristine shorelines in that. Very gorgeous. But I personally had difficulty with some of the sound issues, like the ADR, the dubbing of the voices. There were some jarring moments that didn't seem to be very well polished in the audio sense from the Scorsese. It was surprising. But, I mean, it was still a film that can affirm both sides of faith, since it's dealing with Portuguese priests coming into the kind of a Buddhist mentality of things. And it's a film from Scorsese that seems to affirm both those that are questioning their faith and asking for kind of reaffirmation of it rather than going through.
Interesting.
It's riding that fine line throughout the 2 hours and 40 minutes of Scorsese's Silence. So that was how things kind of kick off, just kind of seeing the security guards, making sure nobody's videotaping anything for that. And the entire festival, it's kind of split down the middle, by the way, between half of them or so are kind of advanced preview releases, and then half of them are just kind of things from a century of movies, just things that the guy that curates it, Harry Knowles from Ain't It Cool News, he kind of picks whatever has been either underserved or just needs a bit of a reviewing. That's entirely what the 24 hours is made
of. Sounds like a great mix of cinema here. What did you see that really stands out in your memory here?
For me, Silence wasn't my favorite new release. My favorite of the new releases that we got to see was something that's opening this Friday called Fences, and it's a movie adaptation of the August Wilson play, Call of the Same Name, and part of his Pittsburgh cycle of 10 plays that he had written about the African-American experience over a century in America in Pittsburgh. And it stars Denzel Washington, Viola Davis, and both of them are just chewing it up. Denzel, he's directing it as well.
Oh, really?
I think it's the first time that an August Wilson play has been produced for the films, I believe. I need to double check that at the moment. But it won this play, Fences, won the Pulitzer, won the Tony, and it will be coming up Oscar season as well. It's astonishingly good acting, but it is not the favorite film that I saw overall during those 24 hours. My favorite one was actually one of the vintage films from 1941 called Pimpernel Smith. And it was a British film, kind of 1941, so and very anti-Nazi, set in 1939 as well, and talking about kind of an updated version of The Scarlet Pimpernel. With starring and directed by Lionel Smith, I believe.
Okay.
Not Smith. He was Ashley in Gone with the Wind. I can't remember. The name is escaping me at the moment. But really fantastic as he's directing this kind of mix between an archaeologist who fights Nazis who is not Indiana Jones. and it's mixed with kind of the Doctor Who kind of aloofness of that character. And my favorite bit at the very end, maybe my favorite five minutes of any film, final minutes where he's talking to his antagonist, the Nazi kind of this general who's been chasing him the entire movie, finally gets him alone in a room, and the shading on his face as he talks to the officer and to the camera itself about the dangers and horrors of fascism as well as a direct warning in this film in 1941. And it's a bit of a rediscover because at the time, across Europe, since this was British, a lot of countries banned the movie because they were afraid of the German reaction this. And so it was banned for quite some time until people finally caught up with what was going on, and it inspired this film directly. Pimpernel Smith inspired some other people to form rescue missions to bring out people out of Nazi Germany, the Jews that were being persecuted because of this film directly.
I'm talking with Jamie Paisley of WKAR. He's just returned from Austin, Texas for his annual sojourn to Butt-Numathon, 24 hours of nonstop movies, the old, the new, and everything in between. How long has there been a Butt-Numathon, and how many have you attended?
This is the 18th, and I have been to four of them. This is my fourth one, but it's an application process. You're not guaranteed a seat until you have about 20 questions of a questionnaire. There's a photo entry as well, based on whatever the requirements are of the MC, Harry Knowles. And so you kind of line up your ducks in a row to get ready for it. And not, you know, everybody does, and I do mean everybody, because one of the attendees was a man named Ryan Johnson, and he was the writer-director of the Star Wars Episode 8 movie coming out in a year. And, you know, he's becoming a more and more famous guy. He directed Looper, Brick, The Brothers Bloom as well, and he's very much on the forefront of where writing and directing an auteur kind of theory is. So he got in front of the audience and said, all right, I want everybody to yell. And everybody yelled, the 200 of us yelled, and everybody boo, boo. Everybody and the cheer, and we all did that. And he said, okay. And next year, says Ryan Johnson, next year you will all be heard in a Star Wars movie. So he recorded us, and we'll be using that audio in the Star Wars movie. That is a pretty cool moment.
No kidding.
Yeah, really great.
WKAR classical music host, fine arts reporter, and annual Butt-Numathon attendee, Jamie Paisley. Next time around, I want to ask you if you heard any music here that you're going to be featuring on Michigan Matinee. We will get into that at some point.
Well,
I promise
then I
you.
Have to. I'll make it very short. But there was one film that we got a preview of that's opening in February called A Cure for Wellness, directed by Gore Verbinski, like the guy that did Pirates of the Caribbean and The Ring.
Okay.
And his movie, this kind of thriller, his music is done by a guy named Benjamin Wallfisch, which in a classical term, his parents were Raphael and Elizabeth Wallfisch, the great cellist and violinist of classical renown. So he's going into film music as well.
Okay. There's a little sampling of things to come on Michigan Matinee, I'm sure. Jamie Paisley there from WKAR. That's our show for today.